So sorry to be mean, but that's what I've been asked to say. Now, just in case we do have to get out of the church rather quickly, luckily there aren't any candles on at the moment, but as you came in through the main door, that's one of the main doors, but or to go out down there, but there's also one by the organ pipes down there, and also one by the war memorial over there, and also another one just sort of to the side, to the right of the main door. But if we go in an orderly and quietly fashion, that would be brilliant. If you happen to have a mobile phone, please make sure it's on silent because we don't want to spoil it. But without further ado, what a wonderful service we're in for.
One. "Joy to the world," the carolers sang out, as last-minute shoppers scurried about, desperately seeking that one special gift that would give Christmas morning a magical lift. As an old man stood standing, listening to the song, amidst all the madness of the bustling throng, in a shaky, hoarse voice, he began to join in, singing the words of the famous old hymn. One by one, people stopped with their madness to join with the old man for a moment of gladness. By the time the carolers finished with singing the song, the whole thing was united as they all sang along. As if by magic from out of the sky, church bells rang out from a chapel nearby. And when it was over, the people greeted each other with messages of goodwill they shared with one another. You see, that magical lift the shoppers sought for so long was not in the buying or scurrying along. That magical gift so desperately sought was the spirit of Christmas, which could never be bought.
Numerous indeed are the hearts to which Christmas brings a brief season of happiness and enjoyment. How many families whose members have been dispersed and scattered far and wide, in restless struggles of life, and then reunited and meet once again in that happy state of companionship and mutual goodwill, which is a source of such pure and unalloyed delight, and one so incompatible with the cares and sorrows of the world that the religious belief of the most civilized nations and the rude traditions of the roughest savages are like number among the first joys of a future condition of existence, provided for the blessed and happy. How many old recollections and how many dormant sympathies does Christmas time awaken?
Thank you. Dear God, back then, at the first Christmas, you knew about the shepherds working late at night. You knew about the travellers following the light. You knew about the crowds with their hopes and fears. You knew about the stable and poor Mary's tears. So right now, because of Christmas, you know about outsiders who feel they don't belong. You know about the stranger who speaks another tongue. You know about the exile who's forced to leave her home. You know about the foreigner who feels so much alone. You know about the poor whom nobody will know. You know about the puzzled who feel they've far to go. You bring them close in Jesus, each specially loved by him. You turn things inside out and bring outsiders in.
Wise men came from out the east, and they were wrapped in white. The star that led them all the way did glorify the night. The angels came from heaven high, and they were clad with wings. And lo, they brought a joyful song, the host of heaven sings. The kings, they knocked upon the door, the wise men entered in. The shepherds followed after them to hear the song begin. The angels sang through all the night until the rising sun, but little Jesus fell asleep before the song was done.
Thank you.
Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the Roman Empire. When this first census took place, Quirinius was the governor of Syria. Everyone then went to register himself, each to his own hometown. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the birthplace of King David. Joseph went there because he was a descendant of David. He went to register with Mary, who was promised in marriage to him. She was pregnant, and while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in cloths, and laid him in a manger. There was no room for them to stay in the inn. Now there were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields taking care of their flocks. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. They were terribly afraid. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I am here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all people. For this very day in David's town, your Saviour was born, Christ the Lord. And this is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great army of heaven's angels appeared with the angel, singing praises to God. "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went back from the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us." So they hurried off, and they found Mary and Joseph, and they saw the baby lying in the manger.
Time. Wow.
was struck by that phrase, outsiders in. And I felt that that's very much the message of Christmas, where you have a refugee family giving birth to a baby and appearing then to shepherds, again, outsiders. And then the wise men, people from afar, people who were Gentiles and outsiders again. And I wondered whether sometimes, with all the wonderful things about the gifts and the eating, that sometimes we have to remember the outsiders in. Everybody is included, and the joy of that, the deep down joy, not just superficial joy of sharing, which is fun, of course, but that deep down joy of knowing that all are included, everybody counts. And so we come now to a blessing. Heavenly Father God, help us to remember that each of us is so important. Everybody counts. All outsiders are included. Help us in what all we do to always understand that everybody is important. Each of us. Let us cherish one another. Let us spread that deep down joy of sharing and of the good news of your love for each of us. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Now, just before the last carol, I reckon that the children sang really, really well. I wondered whether we adults could just do our best as well and give it some welly for the next one. And then there is indeed a collection at the end as well. But don't forget, after everything, that big applause moment, that huge applause moment.